Welcome in the color analyst for Kansas football, pre and post game host, Crimson and Blue Line for Kansas basketball. David Lawrence joins us now. David, good morning to you. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for playing the audio. Unfortunately, we haven't had a finish like that in the last month. We'd like to be hearing more of those, but certainly we're optimistic that we'll have some good things to come.
Well, there aren't many finishes like that, are there? The way that one transpired.
No. I mean, that was unique, and you could say we were fortunate there. But we've had the opposite of that fortune several times this year. And, you know, it just shows you it's so difficult to turn a program around. And that's why, how could you not marvel at what you have done? And Matt Rhule, biggest turnaround. And we've talked about turnarounds, and Kansas State had a big one, 30 years ago. But, from going to almost worst, to first in such a short amount of time, it's just got to be the storyline in college football this year.
It's pretty amazing. And, it's all about getting the right coach in place. And we certainly have that here with Matt Rhule. You guys, you feel like you've got that with Les Miles also?
Yes. We're excited about things to come. I think he's got a good staff in place. So we have an athletics director that, brought us up to speed on support staff, analysts, and, and of course, Les has the experience. He's been there and done that. We're excited, but we also can, just know how tough it is. And what Matt's been able to do is just tremendous. But we do notice a difference. I mean, we have a new a coordinator in Brett Dierman. You've probably heard about that transition. And it hasn't always been smooth since then. We had a couple of games where offense really didn't show up much, particularly against our cross-state rival in Kansas State, but overall, we really like what he's done with our offense, and he showed up again in Ames, Iowa, and we competed with a pretty good team throughout and had an opportunity to win at the end of the game. So, we're taking baby steps, but I like where we're going, definitely.
David, that game against Iowa State, kind of a microcosm, isn't it, of this year? You can see the improvement you guys led in the second half in Ames, a tough place to play. And then Iowa State, came back and won the game by just 10. But that is obviously a step of progress just to play those close games here this season.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that even though, you guys are statistically dominant in almost every fashion against Kansas, that, I'm going into the game feeling like we've got a fighting chance because, A, I like the fight of our guys, and B, I do think we're well coached. And offensively, defensively, we've kind of been the same. I mean, we're not nearly where we need to be, but we're showing some baby steps. We're getting a little bit better. We can make some plays, but they need an offense that can put points on the board on the other side and occupy the clock. And sometimes we've had that offensively, like on Saturday against Iowa State, and sometimes we have not. And certainly they'll have to do it Saturday, but look who they're going against, the best Big 12 defense. And James Lentz, who's the most dominant guy. If I was, I have coached in my life for much of my life, and I've always said if you're going to start with a guy, on the offensive end, yes, you got to start with a quarterback. But defensively, you want that dominant guy inside because he literally makes it impossible in so many ways and disrupts your offense. And that's what Lynch does. So it is going to be a very difficult task for Carter Stanley and our offense to put points on the board, but we know we're going to have to because you guys are going to score on us, and we've got to find a way to play in not only one of our better games, but our best game on offense to have a chance.
David Lawrence is with us, color analyst, KU football. And let's talk about Brent Dierman and his rise to the coordinator's position midseason. Am I right? There was an open date in there, and then his first game as the coordinator was that Texas game, which you guys almost won in Austin and dropped by 50-48, but 48 points put on the board on the road in his first game as the coordinator.
Yeah, that was exciting. I mean, Brent Dierman, he's authored a book, done some videos on RPO, and RPO is not new to college football, but he kind of takes it to the next level. And I love his enthusiasm. You know, there's an ESPN special out called Miles to Go. You can kind of catch a glimpse of his leadership qualities. He's certainly a man of faith, which I think does a lot to instill a lot in his players. And I'm excited about him. I really am. I think we've got a keeper right there. And the kids love him. You know, Carter Stanley loves him. And he's got a few pieces to work with offensively, but certainly I think he's getting the most out of them. So, I think we are going in with some guys and a coach that gives us a fighting chance offensively. But like I said, it's a daunting task, and they've got to find a way to put points on the board. Offensively, we do have a nice receiving core, without a doubt. We got four guys that can catch some balls in crowds and run away from some people in Parchment, Charlotte, Robinson, and Lassiter. And, you know, we haven't had that. We haven't really been able to match up in receiving cores. And, you know, we know you probably have the league's best in Mims, but our offensive line will have to play their best game because Carter Stanley's got to have a chance to throw. And, Lynch hasn't made that easy, and others, but Lynch is certainly the headline. And Puka, you know, gives us a chance. Sure. You guys shut him down pretty well last year. But I thought he played tremendously against Iowa State, you know, had more rushing yards than what the Cyclones even give up as a team. So all cylinders have to be hitting for Kansas, you know, to have a chance on Saturday. But there is potential there.
And you mentioned how difficult it is, you know, to change the culture of a program essentially. And with Les, do you think he might venture off and looking like a JUCO route for a short-term, you know, stability and to build up that depth chart, you know, just for the time being?
That's a great question. And to go through our 10-year history, and it's been a struggle these past 10 years, and three coaches, and what they do initially is they go to JUCO ranks in year two, and doing so, you know, you really kind of gamble on your future. It's like going out and me buying a car with a credit card. We're borrowing against getting scholarships in the future, and instead of getting kids that are going to be in your program for 5 years, we're getting kids that might be there for 1 or 2 years. And then hasn't worked. I mean, we've had senior days with, you know, 10 and 11 players. We've got a very small sophomore class because of that. But I'm excited to say that Miles is going out and he's going after high school kids. And I'm not saying there won't be a JUCO player in there, but right now everything looks towards a very high percentage of high school kids. You know, to do it right, it's going to take 4 years. And, you know, Matt Rule's kind of made that look different because he's turned it around in two. But I think in general, you've got to go after the high school kids and build the program from the ground up. So I'm excited that he is taking this approach because we've had three coaches in the last 10 years that have gone that JUCO route. And it's really hurt us as they exit the program.
Do you think, you know, with Les's, you know, history, his personality, you know, the kids really enjoy, you know, being around him. Is that something that, you know, might be able to benefit from, like, the transfer portal, you know, getting kids who are like, okay, well, I don't fit in here. You know, I want to go play for, you know, somebody like Les and just enjoy the moment and the what he's bringing to the program.
Well, you know, I think that there will be a lot of players that would like to play for Les Miles, and that transfer portal is that's a different deal for an old dog like myself, but it hurts programs and it helps programs. And granted, if it's good for kids, you know, then I'm all for it. But Les is certainly a likable guy. I mean, I know him as a good human being, and And I think that's a big step, number one step that you need to be for kids that want to play for you. He is exciting to be around, and kids do like to be around him. So, you know, if that works out, we can get some key pieces. I think that would be great. But, you know, I think the way to do it still is to roll up your sleeves and hit those high schools and get those kids in your programs and get them in a red shirt and get them in the weight room. I mean, like we've done for, you know, 100 years in college football. But if we can get some transfers and get some key pieces, because next year, you know, it's going to take a while. I mean, they're not bemoaning the fact that we have less scholarships this year like previous staff did, but the reality is we've got less scholarship players. There's no question, and that's because, you know, that they went the transfer route before, and these kids left our program after 1 and 2 years. So it's going to take another couple of years to really build up the scholarship numbers, and we look forward to that happening.
David Lawrence with us, Jayhawk Sports Network, Baylor, Kansas this Saturday. What do you think? What do you think crowd-wise on Saturday? I mean, this is a tough week to have a home game with Thanksgiving here. And I know if we were hosting a home game, we'd be worried, you know, with our students for the most part headed home.
Yeah, well, I can't promise you a sellout crowd.
Okay.
We did have one a couple of weeks ago, and that actually didn't turn out well against Kansas State. As you mentioned, the Thanksgiving week, and then we should welcome you in with some cold rain, mm-hmm. it looks like, and some wind. So the weather conditions won't be ideal. So I don't know what the numbers will be, but it won't be full, certainly. And that's too bad. But we hope that the ones that are there are going to see the Jayhawks compete against one of the best teams in the country. And Charlie Brewer, I mean, a lot of people in the country are just finding out about Charlie Brewer, but he has looked like the Heisman hopeful for the past two seasons against Kansas. We're very well aware of this guy. I mean, he just hit the ground running against us, and he's just been fabulous. And I know he's a little bit banged up like a lot of people are, but listening to Coach, he's a really tough kid, and I know he'll be out there because, I mean, heck, you guys have an outside shot of being in the big dance this year. So there's no limitations to what you guys have in front of us, so I'm sure he's going to be out there giving it all he has.
Final thought, let's turn to basketball. I know the crew and the team is out in Maui, the Maui Invitational, big win yesterday over Chaminade. Is it BYU today? Is that who the next game is?
It is. BYU, okay. Without their best player, actually defeated UCLA pretty big. So, yeah, we'll have coverage of that. And I think we'll be getting off the air about 1:30 a.m.
Oh,
so,
man.
The time difference has us starting about 9:30, but we've got a loaded roster. I mean, Bill Self's had them before, but this one, you know, with Udoka Azubuike coming back and Silvio De Sousa, you know, a lot of talk about, you know, playing with two bigs. It seems to be like the dinosaur these days, but when Bill wants to go big, he's got two traditional bigs. And subbing in a third one with David McCormick that are really strong, and then a pretty good point guard in Devon Dotson, and then some nice new pieces. So we've had an injury, so it actually there's only about nine players, but I think those nine are pretty special. So it should be an exciting year of Kansas basketball again.
As always, number four in the nation. I know it's a late night for you, a late night coming up, so we really appreciate you being on with us this morning, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Have a great Thanksgiving Day, and we'll visit more Saturday. Thanks, David.
Yeah, blessings to you, John.
Thank
and
you,
I look forward to seeing you. And bring a raincoat, your mittens, and all that kind of stuff. You never know.
I'll do it.
Be happening weather-wise.
Just keep the lightning away. We can handle rain. Just keep the lightning away.
That's right.
David, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
All right. David Lawrence, the great color analyst for KU football. He